Our brother Mark is going to introduce the subject. But before we actually start, I just want, maybe I should stand. I'd just like to make one announcement before we actually start. During the course of the day, I'm going to plead with our brothers to use language that is really understandable. And I really mean that for everybody. I think our desire by the end of the day is that everybody understands what we have talked about. There are times when I might understand what I'm saying or trying to say, but if I go and ask people in the back of the room, what did you actually say? What do you actually mean? They don't understand what you're saying. So it's a plea. It's a purpose. It makes no sense coming together unless we understand what's being said. Really, it doesn't. So I just pray that the Lord would help us to use language that most people, if not all, can understand. That's our desire for today. Our brother Mark is going to introduce the subject.
The exercise for today's conference is to do a survey and a study in the third epistle of John. And we want to, it's kind of a short book, and we want to really perhaps just do a traditional verse-by-verse observation, interpretation, and application of what the Spirit of God has recorded in the third epistle at the hand of John. John, we know, is the author of the Gospels. He's the author of these, the three epistles that bear his name, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, and as well, he is the author of the revelation of our Lord Jesus. And what we want to look at is to see how John has a desire, as he communicates with Gaius, what his desire for him is, his observations about what is our calling and purpose, and then to see the dangers that accompany it, and then to learn and to, with the help of the Spirit of God, be those who are walking in truth, who are helping the truth, and are maintaining good works in keeping with the truth. In the book of 3 John, there are four individuals. There's John himself, the author. There is Gaius, the one to whom he's writing. There is Demetrius. And then there is Diotrephes, and there's lessons that we can learn from each of their lives. So I'm going to ask Brother Bill to read the whole chapter, because it's a letter. It's a letter. It's a communication. So sometimes we kind of pick it out and separate it. I would like him to read the whole letter so that we just get the flow and the context of how John is writing. And then we'd like to look at it verse by verse, make some observations, understand what John is saying, and then make some applications for our lives today. The goal is, in John's three epistles, he's looking for authenticity in living. He's looking for genuine, a life that truly reflects that you have been in relationship, in a walk with God and with the Lord Jesus Christ. In the first epistle, there are five things he says. These are the evidence that you have been begotten of God. And so there is a great theme that runs through his three epistles, and the whole thing is, how do we live genuine lives that reflect that we have been in contact with the Lord Jesus Christ, who we heard in prayer is the very embodiment of truth. And so I'm going to ask Brother Bill to read this chapter, then we can have a couple more comments before we get into it.